kick, oink, it goes bang. You point it and it goes bang. Ick! Vimes scratched his head. Sounded like a wizard's staff, but they didn't go bang. Well, thanks, he said. You've been, eggy elkhall. He turned back down towards the stairs. Someone had tried to kill him, and the patrician had warned him against investigating the theft from the Assassin's Guild. Theft, he said. Up until then, Vimes hadn't been certain there had been a theft. And then, of course, there are laws of chance. They play a far greater role in police procedure than narrative causality would like to admit. For every murder solved by the careful discovery of a vital footprint or a cigarette end, 100 failed to be resolved because the wind blew some leaves the wrong way or it didn't rain the night before. So many crimes are solved by a happy accident, by the random stopping of a car, by an overheard remark, by someone of the right nationality happening to be within 5 miles of the scene of the crime without an alibi. Even Vimes knew about the power of chance. His sandal clinked against something metallic. And this, said Corporal Carrot, is the famous commemorative arch celebrating the Battle of Crumhorn. We won it, I think. It's got over 90 statues of famous soldiers. It's something of a landmark.
Should have put up a statue to the accountants, said a doggy voice behind Angua. First battle in the universe where the enemy were persuaded to sell the weapons.
Where is it, then? Said Angua, still ignoring Gaspode.
Ah, yes, that's the problem, said Carrot. Excuse me, Mr. Scant. This is Mr. Scant, official keeper of the monuments. According to ancient tradition, his pay is $1 a year and a new vest every Hogswatch day.
There was an old man sitting on a stool at the road junction, with his hat over his eyes. He pushed it up.
Afternoon, Mr. Carrot. You'll be wanting to see the triumphal arch, will you?
Yes, please. Carrot turned back to Angua. Unfortunately, the actual practical design was turned over to Bloody Stupid Johnson. The old man eventually produced a small cardboard box from a pocket and reverentially took off the lid.
Where is it?
Just there, said Carrot, behind that little bit of cotton wool.
Oh.
I'm afraid that for Mr. Johnson, accurate measurements were something that happened to other people. Mr. Scant closed the lid. He also did the Quirm Memorial, the Hanging Gardens of Ankh, and the Colossus of Morpork, said Carrot.
The Colossus of Morpork? Said Angua.
Mr. Scant held up a skinny finger.
Ah, he said, don't go away.
He started to pat his pockets.
Got him here somewhere.
Didn't the man ever design anything useful?
Well, he did design an ornamental cruet set for Mad Lord Snapcase, said Carrot, as they strolled away.
He got that right?
Not exactly, but here's an interesting fact. 4 families lived in a salt shaker, and we use the pepper pot for storing grain. Angua smiled. Interesting facts. Carrot was full of interesting facts about Ankh Morpork. Angua felt she was floating uneasily on a sea of them. Walking along a street with Carrot was like having 3 guided tours rolled into one. Now here, said Carrot, is the Beggars Guild. They're the oldest of the guilds. Not many people know that.
Is that so? People think it'd be the fools or the assassins. Ask anyone. They'll say the oldest guild in Ankh Morpork is certainly the Fools Guild, or the Assassins Guild. But they aren't. They're quite recent. There's been a Beggars Guild for centuries.
Really? Said Angua, weakly. In the last hour, she'd learned more about Ankh Morpork than any reasonable person wanted to know. She vaguely suspected that Carrot was trying to court her, but instead of the usual flowers or chocolate, he seemed to be trying to gift-wrap a city. And despite all her better instincts, she was feeling jealous. Of a city? Ye gods, I've known him a couple of days. It was the way he wore the place. You expected him any moment to break into the kind of song that has suspicious rhymes and phrases like "my kind of town" and "I want to be part of it" in it. The kind of song where people dance in the street and give the singer apples and join in and a dozen lowly match girls suddenly show amazing choreographical ability and everyone acts like a cheery, lovable citizen instead of the murderous, evil-minded, self-centered individual they suspect themselves to be. But the point was that if Carrot had erupted into a song and dance, people would have joined in. Carrot could have jollied a circle of standing stones to form up behind him and do a rumba. "There's some very interesting old statuary in the main courtyard," he said, "including a very good one of..."